Good evening, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the AFRALO call on Wednesday, July the 30th, 2014. On the French canal, we have Tijani Benjema, Azizi Ali. Fatimata told us that she's going to join us later. Okay, we are going to begin. Aziz, we are just beginning. Can you hear us? Okay, Aziz is telling Natalie that we can begin. Okay, thank you. Fatima told us that she's already here. Okay, on the French channel we have Tijani Benzema, Fatima and Aziz. On the English channel we have Mohamed El Bashir, Otunte Otunwe, Pastor Pastor, Philip Johnson, Baron Ginnam. We have the apologize from Pierre Bojoglou, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Baudouin Jean, Adja Ouattara, Alioun Badara Traoré, Lokoutou, Pierre de Renou Lokoutou. On the staff, we have Sibier Bivanko, Nathalie, and our interpreters tonight are Claire and Fernanda. I want to remind you to speak clearly and slowly during the call, so the interpreters can understand you, and please state your name before to speak. Thank you, everyone. Aziz, you have the floor. Aziz, can you hear us? This is Tijani speaking. Aziz, are you there? Nathalie, apparently Aziz is not with us anymore. Okay. Aziz is still on the Adobe Connect, but only on the Adobe Connect. Okay, so maybe it's better to ask Adigo to call him. Yes, okay, I'm going to ask Adigo to call Aziz. Okay, Nathalie is speaking. We have asked Adigo to call Aziz. They are going to call him, and he's going to be with us in 2 minutes. Okay, Aziz speaking. Nathalie? Yes? Yes, this is Nathalie speaking. Aziz, are you there? Didier, how are you? Fine, thank you. Okay, at what time are we going to begin? Didier is asking Tijani's answers. We are waiting for Aziz and we are going to begin. Just a minute, please. Thank you. Hello? Hello, Aziz? Can you hear us? Aziz? Are you driving your car, Aziz? Tijani, Natalie speaking. They have, Adigo told me that they have problem to join Aziz. There is problem with his line. Tijani speaking. Okay, if you want, we can ask Mohammed, the vice chair, to begin the meeting as we wait for Aziz to join us. Aziz is answering that he's in his room. Okay, Aziz, can you hear us? Tijani is asking. Hello. Aziz, can you hear us? Aziz, are you there? No, apparently. Hello, Aziz?
Hello? It's Mohammed speaking from the English channel. I think it's just maybe to save time and until Adigo connects Aziz, I can start the conference call and we can proceed.
Okay, Tijani thinks that it is better to begin, so... Tijani, this is Natalie speaking. We are trying to call Aziz. Okay, Aziz, are you there?
Hello? Oui, je suis au téléphone maintenant.
Yes, I'm on the phone, says Aziz. Okay. Okay, Aziz.
Hello?
Hello?
Oui, je suis au téléphone maintenant. C'est bon.
I'm on the phone, Aziz. I can't hear you well. Okay.
On peut commencer maintenant?
Let's begin. We can begin? I'm on the phone, says Aziz. If you want, we can begin. Hello. Tijani, Natalie speaking. We need to connect Aziz back on the French channel. Okay, Pastor Peter, I'm sorry. Aziz is asking if we can begin, so I'm going to tell him to begin, no? Aziz? Pastor Peter, can you hear me? Yes, yes, I can hear you. Please just wait a minute. We are going to begin. We have some problem with Aziz's connection, so if we may wait just a moment. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Aziz speaking. Hello, Natalie. Okay. Now we can begin if you want. Pastor Peter, there is only one channel on the Adobe Connect. This channel is used for the French. So you don't have the English audio on the Adobe Connect, okay? This is normal. Pastor Peter, did you hear me? This is Claire, the interpreter. I have explained you why you don't have the English audio on the Adobe Connect, okay? So now we are going to begin. Aziz is asking to begin. Okay, good evening, everybody. Aziz speaking. I'm sorry, we had some technical problems. Now, as usual, we are going to begin with the open public comments. We are going to go very quickly. The first one is about the WHO is requirements and national law conflicts. The second item is the study to evaluate solutions for the submission and display of internationalized contact data. There are some experts who are going to give us some solutions for the submission and display of internationalized contact data. Third item is about the NGO and .NGO and .INGO registry services evaluation process requests. It's about the introduction of technical banding. The fourth item is about the .WED registry agreement amendment, the introduction of third-level domain sales. The fourth item is about .Paris and the introduction of the launch of the program. The sixth item is about the introduction of two-character domain name. The sixth item is about the comment on the project the domain name, and the item number 8 is about the project that will about two characters domain name. If you don't have anything to say about that, we are going to move to the next item. I'm going to check what are the comments and if you have some question about that, I give you the floor. If it's not the case, we are going to move to the next item about the summit, about the bending of all the ILS, and Tijan is going to speak about that. If you don't have any comments about that, we give the floor to Tijan. Tijan, you have the floor. Thank you, Abid. In the first place, I want to ask Natalie and the staff to notice that there is a problem with Aziz's voice. We have a big problem with the connection of Aziz. There is a delay, and it's very difficult to understand what Aziz is saying. So Aziz is chairing this meeting, and we need to have a good translation, and the interpreters have problem to hear, and we have a technical problem with Aziz's audio. So I'm going to speak about the Atlas II report. We have been working on this report for a few months, and there is a big effort made by the community and Atlas people. It was to organize this summit. This summit has been organized. The problem was that some ALS weren't able to come because of the visa problem. This problem was highlighted by the authorities during the public forum, and everybody has been really sorry for this problem. Nobody knows how, what to do, because there was a special group made to solve this problem, but they weren't able to solve the problem, and those people weren't able to come. So apart from this problem, the summit was a big success. We had five thematic groups which studied the theme, and they drafted a report on this thematic question, and these five thematic groups ended their work, and we have formed a draft group which has produced a final document, which was the final report, which was given to the ICANN chair on the last day of the London meeting, and everybody was very happy about that work. It was very good work. Now we are doing the follow-up of this summit. We are trying to still to go on working with the thematic groups. We are trying to put these people from the thematic groups in the groups that are already existing, so as to keep the work doing, and so as all the ILS are still producing and participating to the policy development of the ICANN. It is one of our big decision, this follow-up decision we made. The summit, I'm not going to speak more about the summit. You were there, so you know what happened there. I think that the important part was the strong participation, and the thematic groups made a very good work, very rich work, that was compiled in a final report. Well, I'm going to finish here. I hope Aziz, the sound, we can't hear Aziz better.
une femme, l'interprète dans les deux canaux. On faudrait trouver une solution parce que c'est un vrai problème, très technique.
I'm going to follow on. This is Claire speaking. Can you hear me on the English channel? Can you hear me okay on the English channel? This is Claire speaking.
Hi, Claire. This is Heidi.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to follow on. Okay, let's go. Aziz, you... Aziz, can you hear us? We are going to... Tijani, this is Natalie. Aziz told us that he's going to launch his computers again. So maybe he's doing that. Okay, I understand, says Tijani. Okay, can we try to, for the next item, can we try to have Mohamed speaking? Maybe it's better. So we don't have such a problem with the audio, with Aziz's audio.
Hello, Mohamed here. I think until Aziz is ready and set, I can take over and continue the meeting agenda items. Okay, so I think we are in open public comment, agenda item number 2.
Mohamed, this is Heidi. I think we're on action 3-2, I think, which
three,
is back
two.
Over to Aziz. I think we've
item
just...
for information.
Yeah, I think we've just... Tijani's just spoken on the Atlas II report, and I think we're now doing the General Assembly. So perhaps either you or Tijani can review the General Assembly.
Okay. It's no problem. I think that I will hand it over to Tijani. He was, and I will continue sharing. He can provide an update about the General Assembly until Aziz joins.
Jenny speaking. Okay, thank you. I prefer Mohamed to speak about the coordination committee because this is an item on which he's going to speak. We are waiting for Aziz, and Mohamed can speak about this item. Mohamed, did you hear?
Yeah, sure. So basically, it's ICANN have started a new working group that will coordinate the IANA transition, and the working group consists of 13 community representatives. 13 communities representatives and a total of about 30 members. The working group should work to consolidate a final proposal coming from different communities to be submitted to NTIA for acceptance and consideration. And the deadline to that is to send that proposal before September next year. So basically, the committee have its first meeting in London from the 17th to 18th of July. I have been selected to present ALAC with Jean-Jacques Sobernard as a colleague. And there is, we are two representatives of ALAC, has been selected after submitting. There was a nominations call and there was a selection committee to select people. So we have 16 or so representatives who are 4, 5 GAC representatives, 3 GNSO representatives, 2 GTLD registries, very signed, and another registry. We have ICC and BASE representative, International Chambers of Commerce. We have Internet Architecture Board, the 2 representatives, and 2 representatives from IEDF, and 2 from ISOC, and 2 from the Numbers Resources Organization. And we have Adil from Africa, one of the 2 representatives. RSAC, represented by the 2 members, which is the Root Service Security and Stability Coordination Group. And there is ICANN Security and Stability Group, Advisory Group, which I have 2 members. And there is an ICANN Board Liaison and ICANN Staff Expert. So this is the group membership. The outcome of the first meeting is a draft charter, which is you all could review online. And the group currently working to draft an RFP, which is basically a document that could guide the communities to submit proposals for the IANA transition. ALAC have established, and ATLAG has established an IANA working group, and I urge every one of you to participate in that working group, which is an ATLAG working group, and it will give you an idea about the discussions within ATLAG about the IANA transition. So along the way, while we will formulate our proposal, you can be aware of that and participate. We should participate as a RALO on this process. So this is what I can say about the Transition Coordination Group. It's very critical work. This work will reshape the future of the Internet governance and IANA function, which is critical for us all. Thank you. I'm not sure if we have Aziz online, or I should continue chairing the meeting. Can you please update?
Aziz is asking if we can hear him. Okay, Aziz, we can hear you. No problem. Natalie is speaking and Tijan is speaking. Okay. Is Aziz is speaking. Thank you very much, Mohamed. We are very happy to know that an AFRALO representative is into that group, and we are happy to know that Africa is represented in this group also. I don't know if you spoke about the General Assembly, if you have already spoke about the General Assembly. No, Aziz, we didn't. Okay, very quickly, after what Tijani said about the summit, there was a General Assembly with 17 delegates. This General Assembly had a lot of success with 30 persons, and the work which were presented were about ICANN and the African region about ICANN. Pierre Danjani spoke about the African strategy, and we have also spoken about the AFRALO between Dakar and London. We also speak about the capacity building, and it was a pity, but we have tried to work on some aspect of Afralo, but we decided that as we had only half an hour, we weren't able to finish the work. So we decided, unfortunately, we had to decide to follow up on this item, and this item is on our agenda for this reason. And we spoke about the way to improve the participation of the ILS within AFRALO. So we had three items important. The ICANN staff has to work with AFRALO so as the brochure made by AFRALO can be available by online and can be on the wiki page. And we are going to ask the ALS to update their data and their activities on this page. We also want to ask AFRINIC. It was a question that was addressed during the General Assembly. We had some statistics about Africa, and this is an item, an action item with the ICANN staff. And the data collection is another important issue for us about the rules. We are going to speak about that later. Now, if there are no questions about these items, we are going to move to the next item. This is the report on the London meeting.
This is Mohammed here
with us. Philip, you have the floor. Nobody is asking for the floor, so I'm going to give the floor to Philip.
Thank you very much, Aziz. Thank you very much, as you may observe from our report we made. I think it's available now on the wiki page. AFRALO participated in all of the regular ALAC meetings. Hello, can you get me, Claire?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm translating, okay. No problem.
Okay. AFRALO participated in all of the discussions, the ALAC discussions. On we noted in our report that from the code we see from ICANN, London City was one of a record. There was a large number of participants at that meeting. There were several delegations from Africa, ministers of telecommunication that attended the ICANN 50. The official ceremony, as you with those who were present, took place on the 23rd. And delegation, African high power delegations included ministers from Minister of Telecommunications from various countries. There were more than 200 meetings held. We had meetings with various FOs and ACs in our regular meetings. And there were a large number of remote participants who also attended the meetings. Noted also from the meeting was the approval of the next ICANN 52 to be held in Africa. We can follow up this page on our report, on our secretarial report. where we gave a brief summary of London, of our participation, Apollo participation in the London meeting.
Thank you very much for the time.
Because of the time spent, I think that's been satisfied, and any other comments can be followed. Thank you very much.
I would like to take the floor. Thank you, Aziz. This is Tijani speaking. I think we can say that the meeting, the 50th ICANN meeting in London, was the meeting for the start of the process, the IANA function for the community. The start, I would like to say that the process started in London. In London, an important topic was discussed, was accountability and the accounting of the IANA function in London. This group, coordination group, started in London, which was not created yet, but we agreed on the creation of it, of this group, its function, and now GAC has added three supplementary members. We discussed also there was a succession of topics that at large received.
I have proposed
ATP at the regional plane. This succession, we understood that we started to work, and Mohammed can talk about this, about the 30 members. There are 11 Americans. From America, one from Canada. There's 12 members from the North America region. At this point, it was not balanced. Most of the members, the industry, the proposal, non-American from the industry. So, IDGAP from at large was now Tijani. We think there's a line that is making some noise. We'll now move to the next item. Philippe has just talked about this regarding his ICANN 50th meeting. Philippe and Tijani had just talked about this. There was participation because there were almost 30,100 participants. ICANN has supplied this resolution at the London meeting in Marrakesh. We will continue in 2015. These two items, we are very happy that there is an ILS that has placed a demand for this meeting in Africa. The Federation, we're not going to talk about this item now, but they are requesting us to reflect on it from now and to send from the mailing list proposals for resolution. and that will propose the meeting for Afro-Low African that we should reflect on for the meeting that will take place within 3 months. If there are no other questions, we will move to the next item. I would like to ask Tijani to take 1 minute, please, about the participation of Afro-Low in Africa Internet for 2014. Please, Tijani, could you summarize briefly your participation? I will wait for Tijani to take the floor. This is Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. I would like to say that I didn't represent Afro-Low. I was a member of Afro-Low who participated because I was member of the organization committee of IDF Africa. So I was moderator of a panel and a speaker in another panel. So secretariat directed my stay in that capacity. But my participation, as I say, in particular in moderating a panel about safekeeping of internet, I talked about the conditions in another panel. Thank you. Thank you, Tijani. We will now move to the transition item. I thought that it gives me pleasure to know that one of the members of the leadership of Afro-Low was able to participate in Africa. This is very important.
Hello, Pastor Peters. Hello, Pastor Peters. Want to speak
Peters
on the?
Would like to speak. We'll now move to the project of mobilization for the regional. I will give the floor to Fatimata.
Pastor Peters, want to speak on the IGF 2014, please. Hello.
Yeah, Pastor Peters, this is Heidi. We hear you, and we're transmitting your request to the French channel. Thank you.
Good. Hello. Good evening.
We gave the floor to him, to Pastor Peters.
Pastor Peters, go ahead, please.
Okay, I just want to quickly observe on the Internet Governance Forum, the 2014 IGF Forum coming up in Istanbul in next month. I don't know if other ALS members from Africa are having the same problem we are having with the Secretariat of the IGF Forum 2014. We submitted the names of our members who will be attending the IGF Forum in Istanbul. Up until date, the members have not been confirmed. I have written a petition, so to speak, to the IGF Secretariat in Geneva, and the response I got was that they were trying to deal with the applications on individual basis. But as we speak now, I have advanced argument to support the fact that entities that have been involved with the WSIS process right from 2003 to 2005, up until when the IGF forum was set up, and up until now, and as an NGO under the United Nations Ecosoc status, we actually qualify. But they say they are looking into my argument. So my question is this. I don't know if any ALS from Africa is having a similar problem that we are having in the attempt by the organizers to either frustrate or restrict or prevent participation by NGOs in the IGF program for the 2014. That is one issue I'm having problem with right now as we speak. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for your question. I did not understand what you meant by participating in the procedure of the IDGF to propose MOCSAP a reaction that would be either accepted or refused. As every year, it's been two times that we represented this, and this year Tijani talked about this. We proposed, it was Tijani who leaded this sector. Unfortunately, our proposal was refused. Afralo is not participating at the IGF 2014. I will now give the floor to Barak and then Tijani. Barak,
hello.
On the English panel.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I think on Pastor Peter's question, the issue of participation in the IGF is handled on individual basis. Because remember, there is the responsibility of the secretariat, and then there is the responsibility of the local host. Now, it is the responsibility of the local host to make sure that participants are admitted into their country once they have been duly registered by the secretariat. And I speak this from a point of having worked at the IGF secretariat and having faced similar, seen similar challenges when I was there. So I think it is good to encourage our participants to register individually as much as possible, and whenever one of the members has, for one reason or the other, not been registered, then we can deal with it on a case-by-case basis, because some of these issues touch on sovereignty of countries, and it becomes really tricky because different countries operate in under different legal jurisdictions, and they can decide whether to admit someone or not. It is almost a similar case to what we faced in London. You may try to make an intervention, but the country has a right to admit or not to admit a person, and that's a right that, for one reason or the other, has to be respected. So that's the intervention I would like to make. Thank you.
Thank you, Aziz. This is Tijani speaking. This is a description. I didn't have any problem in the online registration. It worked perfectly fine. I did a preliminary registration and then the final one in my registration. So I don't understand the problem. If teachers would like me to help as I can, he can send me an email explaining specifically what the problem is.
so I can help out. If we can move forward, we'll now move to the other item, which is the report concerning activities of ALAC. Maran, would you like to take the floor?
Aziz, this is Heidi. Baran indicated mm-hmm. earlier that she is only on the AC room and cannot speak to give her report.
Please repeat what you just said. Please repeat what you just said, please.
Yes, hi, this is Heidi, and you've asked Baran to give her report. However, she is not on an Adigo bridge, so cannot speak.
Okay. Tijani, would you like to describe the ALAC activities? Yes, Aziz, this is Tijani speaking. ICANN, ALAC, of course, as you know, everybody is dealing with this, the IANA transmission. ALAC is aimed in that direction. But besides, one moment, please. There is the, can you hear me now? Can you hear me how this is? The establishment of ALAC works on the establishment of a working group on accountability of ICANN. On another aspect, ALAC has worked on the follow-up of Attach 2. The consecution of IANA, as I said, there's this group . There is also a cross-community group that is working across borders of ICANN on the transition. Since the coordination group is not an ICANN, but it's larger than ICANN group. This group is led by the community, not by the ICANN management, and that it includes all the SFIs. It's a group that has given the point of view of the community of ICANN about the transition. I am in the drafting of the charter for that working group. We have found some issues. For example, people think that the working group that only concerns the homage function of IANA, while normally it is called cross community for IANA, transition for IANA function. So all the functions, and it concerns the whole community. So there is a small problem. There is another there are other many of these comprehension problems. We have some issues in the drafting of the charter, therefore. What other? We talk about cross-community at large. As we said, we'll work on this, on the constitution. Several persons of our fellow working in this working group. What else? We talked about the academy, the experience of the academy in Los Angeles. The first was in Buenos Aires, the second is going to be held in Los Angeles now. Each community, each part of ICANN should have to give two names. One name should be a new name for a passage between the two, so that everybody can have a transmission of experiences for the new ICANN. We now need to move on. Please, could you move away from your microphone? Could you please finish? Yes, I finished. Which are the items that we have dealt with? Could you leave the items for the next meeting? Fatimata, I would like to give the floor to talk about this. I would propose that we move to the items of the drafting of a file for 2014 for the presentation of candidates. Then, item for discussion. For the next AFALO meeting. Then a tracking of the last item for the new ILS application. What do you think? Aziz? For the drafting of the operating principles, we're not going to decide what to do. There's a working group working on the review of the operating principles of AFALO. I will give the floor now to Fatimata. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Aziz. Can you hear me? Yes, very well. For the COP, I'm going to be very brief. Just a reminder to say that we have COP to request the outreach. In any case, exchange of information. I would like to speak and report the African community about ICANN and priority about AFALO. So far, we are not very happy about our performance because they have received a request that was accepted, which unfortunately was not accepted in the end for the time frames. It was not accepted because it wasn't completed in time. The request is waiting so as not to be outside of the outreach. Are there any questions about the crop? Otherwise, I wouldn't like to extend further because we do not have enough time. In the region, I would like to say that we need to reinforce capabilities for information to expand to maximum the number of participants and activities of AFALO. That's it. Thank you, Fatimata. So please, after what I've just heard Fatimata say, please could you propose your candidacies? We'll now go to the election of the members 2014. There are two items. The representative of Afralo Alak, Tijani, presented, was nominated for this position, and the position of Secretary Afralo. There are two candidates, Barak and Philippe. Barak for Kenya and Philippe. I would like to give the floor 2 minutes to each of you to introduce yourself. For Afralo, the elections will take place when the acceptance of the nominations are confirmed. We will now move to the elections. So I will give you the floor. Who's going to start? They have accepted as is. Okay, very well. I will give the floor to Philip. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Aziz. Hello, this is Philip speaking. Thank you very much, Aziz. As Aziz said, I'm Philip Johnson. I've been serving as secretary from 2013, completing Aziz term. Aziz had was when he was elected, there was a vacancy of secretary to complete his term as secretary. So I've been serving as secretary of Afralo, completing Aziz term. So I'm looking forward for serving another term as secretary of Afralo. As you know, it is very good to always accommodate people who are willing to learn and to work with everyone. I expect that in the next coming election, I will be able to look forward for your vote as the incoming secretary this time serving my term as secretary of Afralo. I thank you very much, Aziz, for the introduction.
Hello?
Barak, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. My name is Barak Otieno from the Internet Society Kenya Chapter ALF. I want to thank the person who nominated me and all those who have extended their support towards my nomination, and I want to say that I am honored and I accept the same. I also appreciate Philip for the work that he has been doing, Tijani and Mohammed, as well as Aziz. And basically, I have been participating in Afralo and in many other African ICANN community initiatives, and my focus will basically be to enhance collaboration among our ALS structures, communication as well as coordination, as well as to make sure that we align our activities to the current ICANN Africa strategy, just to make sure that we are more responsive to the current needs of the continent. Otherwise, I also look forward to your vote, and I thank you very much.
Yeah, Pastor Peter, can we ask the contestant some questions, please? This is Pastor Peter. Hello?
Hello, this is Pastor
Peter. Peter, this is Claire, the interpreter. I have asked your question. I have translated your question. We are waiting for the answer.
Thank you very much.
Pastor Peter, you have the floor, but very briefly, please. Please be brief.
Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, dit Pasteur Peter qui prend la parole.
I want the two contestants.
I also want to
appreciate their desire to serve.
Je voudrais leur dire que j'apprécie vraiment leur participation.
Now, my question is to Mr. Barak.
Ma question est destinée à Barak.
Without prejudice against your right to contest this election, I want to ask, what exactly is it that you think Mr. Philip has not done well that you think you are able to do well if you are elected? Number one. Number two, if eventually you are elected as Secretary of Parliament, are you going to seek a second term in office after your first tenure? If yes, why? Number three, don't you think it would have been wise, in the sake of unity, to have allowed Philip to do his second tenure in form of continuity, and then you can come in after that? Those are my questions to you, Mr. Barak. Thank you.
Can I respond?
Yes, I'm listening.
Is it okay if I respond, Secretariat?
Yes, you can answer. You have the floor, please.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pastor Philip. I will go step by step. I think to the first question, if you listen to my acceptance, or rather to the few words that I've just said, I have acknowledged the work that has been done by Aziz, Mohammed, and Philip, and no doubt it's been a good job, but I also appreciate the fact that I've been nominated, so to speak. I think let us look at this from a wise man's point of view, that we are not necessarily fighting, but it's just an opportunity to improve on our activities as an African body. And I think to this end, I'm one person who believes in democratic processes and believes in giving an opportunity. And for me, I don't take it that we are fighting amongst ourselves or there is no fairness, but I think this is an opportunity to strengthen AFRALO. And that's one of the reasons why I feel honored, because some of our colleagues have realized that I have something that I can be able to offer. On a personal score, I have contributed to many community initiatives on the African continent, and I have a personal drive in which I would like to see the internet community on our continent at a certain place. And for me, this is why I take this opportunity. I take it as a privilege even to be nominated for this. As to whether I will seek a second chance in office, again, this is a democratic process and it has rules which I believe determine what is fair play. And if at some point members feel that it is worth me going for a second term, then, of course, at the end of the day, I cannot be able to say no. But I would want to say that that's a question that is subject to the rule of AFRALO. I cannot insist on serving
more time than what the bylaws of AFRALO stipulate. On the issue of continuity, again, without prejudice, it wouldn't make any difference. If Philip were to win the election, I would still support him as the secretary. If I were to win the election, I would still need to count on Philip and anybody else's support. So I think let's look at it from that perspective, that it's just an opportunity for us to serve. I appreciate that Philip has his strengths and weaknesses. I appreciate that I also have my own strengths and weaknesses, but at the same time, there are areas that I am strong in, which I believe is the reason why I have been nominated. So I hope that we can look at it from that perspective, not from a perspective that we are jostling or fighting. So I hope that helps.
Thank you very much, Barak Aziz speaking. Now, are there any other questions about this item?
Hello? 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 Hello?
Introduce yourself. Who is this?
Yes, you have the floor.
Barak.
Please introduce yourself. C'est Barak.
Yeah. Just to add to what I was saying, it's Barak speaking. I just wanted to tell Pastor Peters that I was involved in the development of the ICANN strategy for Africa. And I have also been involved in the .Africa process in different capacities, and I've been very active in just trying to improve how the African CCTLDs work together in terms of their technical competence, in terms of marketing and administrative competencies. And so I have worked with the technical community. I have worked on different fronts insofar as the internet community in Africa is concerned. And I think the users also form a crucial component in making sure that the continent fully takes advantage of the internet and what it has in store for the continent. So I think I have plenty to offer if I'm given the opportunity, but that's not to belittle what has been done before. Thank you.
Hello, Pastor Peter. Can I get a quick comment before we close the subject? Pastor Peter?
The last one, Pastor Peter, you have the floor, but this is the last comment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Barak. One, I want to make it clear that my question is not an indication that I'm opposed to your quest to contest. But my concern and my plea would have been that with your robust qualification and your experience and your knowledge base in the ICANN and internet activities, yes, you qualify to contest for any position. I would have said also that even without being the secretary to AFRALO, it's your right to contest democratically. You can also offer these services to support those who are there, to also learn from your work experience. But nonetheless, we're in a democratic setting. May the good side win. And I wish both contestants the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor Peter. Thank you, Barak, too. Now, we are going to respect the rules and the bylaws of AFRALO. Now, I want to thank you, to thank the staff for the work they made. and for their support in that activity that is led in a democratic way. And the winner will be the one which will have the most votes. Now there is an item that is recent activities that we have to address now. If there is a member of any of our ALS which organize an activity, please update the wiki page, because I can't see a lot of activities published in the web page. So please update the web page. Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. Yes, my ALS is going to organize a workshop within the forum organized by the Tunis government. So on the IPv6 migration, I remind you that my ALS participated in the national consultation on the strategy about this IPv6 migration, and this was my initiative. There already was some work made, but I have worked about that as a strategy, and it was accepted. Thank you very much, Tijani. This is Aziz speaking. So we hope you will have a lot of success for this event. Now, if we can move to the three new ALS applications we have, we need to validate those ALS applications. So I remind you that these three ALS are requesting, they have presented their application, so we are going to give the floor to someone to speak about these ALS applications. Philippe, you have the floor if you want to speak about the new ALS application. Philippe, you have the floor.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much, Aziz. As you are aware that on a regular basis, never we receive applications from new structured areas within our region to become an allied structure, we have to provide a regional advice to ALAC on what is our opinion. We have to provide comment. And it is always good not to leave it with the leadership alone to make the comment. We also sent on our mailing list to members of APALO to review these applications. Some of the areas are close to leadership of this structure. We welcome advice or comment on what to do. At the end of the period, we as leadership will meet and set in our regional advice to ALAC so that we can be able to vote appropriately for these ALAC structures in accordance with the rules of procedure or the rules and regulations of ALAC. So at the moment, we have application from Open Source for Nigeria. We also have an application for Afro-Chad. Okay. We also have applications from 3 years. We have another application from Ashok Mauritius. And I hope you, I propose that you be able to send your comments so that we, in a short time, we can be able to provide our regional advice to ELAC. I thank you very much, Azmi. If you have any other comment on it, you can provide it. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Okay, Azmi speaking. Thank you very much, Philip. I wanted to correct what you said. We need to accept now. We don't need to accredit these ALS. We just need to give our opinion, the AFRALO opinion, so ALAC will accept or no these ALS. We already have sent the comment, the request on the mailing list.
Yes.
And now we need to take a decision to give a positive opinion on these three ALS applications. I have seen the due diligence of those ALS, and I think they are correct. So Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Tijani, you have the floor. Thank you, Aziz. Tijani speaking. Yes, I advise to accept those three ALS applications, the Open Source Software Foundation for Africa from Nigeria. I know the leadership from this organization, and their request is very acceptable. They are young people. About ISOC Chad, it's acceptable too. And ISOC Mauritius, the president of ISOC Mauritius was a member of ALAC as a member nominated by NOMCOM. There was some problem within the chapter, but this is a new chapter of Mauritius, and they have made a request, an application that is very acceptable. So we have to accept it. This is my opinion. Okay, Tijani. Now, is there anybody who is against this ALS application? Philippe, are you asking for the floor? I see you are raising your hand. Are you asking for the floor? Okay, Aziz speaking. If there are no opposition, I suggest that we accept those three applications. So we will advise to ALAC, we will advise ALAC to accept their application. Okay? If there are no opposition, we are going to accept the request of those three ALS. We are going to send a positive opinion. Okay. Somebody is asking for the floor? No. Okay, we are going to move to the last item, which is the cooperation between AFRALO and AFRINIC. Tijani, please, if you can, very briefly remind us what it is about. Thank you, Aziz. Tijani is speaking. Okay. This revision has been addressed. I have given some items about that. This is the vote, the participation criteria. So these are items that can be into this review. We also can do some other changes in our operational principles. So maybe we can form a working group to work on the AFRA law functioning principles and propose a draft for next for our next telephone call. What do you think about that? Aziz is answering. Who wants to participate into this working group on the review of functioning principles of AFRA law? I want to participate into that group, said Tijani. Okay, Fatimata? Also? Fatimata, can you participate into that group? Are there other persons who want to participate to that group? I propose Pastor Peter, said Tijani. Pastor Peter, do you accept to participate into that working group? Pastor Peter, did you hear? Do you accept to participate to this group?
Hi, this is Heidi. Aziz, I believe he has dropped off the call.
Okay, Pastor Peter left, so I'm going to ask Philippe to send a mail, to send him a mail in a Frollo name, to ask him if he wants to participate to this group. If you want, we will speak about that during our next meeting, which will take place at the beginning of September. So now we are late. We have been working for 1 hour and a half. So maybe we will leave the item number 7 for the next item. We will finish it on the, for the next meeting, sorry. We will finish this item on the next meeting. Are you, do you agree with my proposal? Okay. So Tijani, you agree? Everybody's agree? So we will address this item on during the next telephone call. Okay, so there is no any other business. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for your participation. Thank you, the staff. Thank you, everybody, for your help. And see you on the next meeting on the first Wednesday of September. Nice holidays for those who will take their holidays. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Aziz.